The Rise and Reign of the Mammals, A New History from the Shadow of the Dinosaurs to Us, by Steve Brusati, read by Patrick Lawler. For Anthony, my favorite little mammal. A note before we begin. To view images and the sources section from the print edition, be sure to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/pages/The Rise and Reign of the Mammals. Prologue. Our Mammalian Family. For the first time in years, the sun broke through the darkness. There was still a whiff of smoke wafting from the gray clouds, which blanketed the ground in shadow. Down below, the land was wrecked. It was all dirt and mud, a wasteland absent any greenery or color whatsoever. Silence hung in the wind, punctured only by the churn of a river, its currents clogged with sticks and stones and the residue of decay. The skeleton of a beast lay upon the riverbank. Its flesh and sinew were long gone, its bones a moldy beige. Its jaws were agape in a scream, its teeth busted and scattered in front of its face, each one the size of a banana with the sharp edges of a knife. The murder weapons this monster had used to dismember and crush the bones of its prey. It was once a Tyrannosaurus rex, the tyrant lizard, the king of the dinosaurs, the oppressor of a continent. Now its entire species was no more, and little else seemed to be alive. Then, from somewhere within the behemoth, a soft sound. A clicking chatter, a flutter of footsteps. A tiny nose poked out between a couple of T-Rex ribs, haltingly, as if afraid to go any farther. Its whiskers trembled in expectation of danger, but it found none. Time to come out of hiding. It leapt upward into the light and scurried onto the bones. Clothed in fur, with bulging eyes and a snout full of teeth that looked like mountain peaks and a whiplash tail, this critter couldn't have been more different than a T-Rex. It paused for a moment to scratch the hair on its neck, turned its ear to the air, and scampered forwards on all fours. Hands and feet planted firmly underneath its body, it moved fast, with purpose. Up the rib, across the backbone, and onto the dinosaur's skull. There, on the side of the head, where the eye of this T-Rex once glared at herds of triceratops, the furball stopped. It looked back in the direction of the ribcage and let out a high-pitched squeak. From the bowels of the beast out bounded a dozen smaller furballs. They raced towards their mother and latched onto her belly, lapping up a breakfast of milk as they experienced their first minutes above ground. As she nursed her babies, the mother stared into the sunlight. The world now belonged to her and her family. The age of dinosaurs was over, put to rest with the fiery destruction of an asteroid and a long, dark, global nuclear winter. Now the Earth was healing. The age of mammals had begun. Some 66 million years later, more or less, another mammal stood in the same spot, swinging a pickaxe. Sarah Shelley was my first PhD student after I started my job as a paleontologist at the University of Edinburgh in Scotland. We were in New Mexico on a fossil hunt, searching for the bones and teeth and skeletons that would help us understand how mammals survived the asteroid, outlasted the dinosaurs, and made the world their own, becoming the furry animals that we know, love, and sometimes fear today. Mammals are the most charismatic and beloved creatures on the planet, with all due respect to reptiles and birds and the other 8 million-plus animal species that are not mammals. Perhaps this is because many mammals are simply cute and fluffy, but in part I think it's because on a deeper level,